The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. Regaining supremacy in the upper left of the Zoom screen, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Oh, pleasure to be here, as always.
What's going on, Dave? How's the siding?
It's done.
Hey!
I wrote the last check today for the home improvement, so I will be requesting donations of any non-vital organs that you might want to donate for the cause.
Nice.
Anything? Anything? Come on.
I'll sell a kidney for you. Yeah.
Any non-vital organ. I'll take it.
Is there more to do on the inside, Dave?
Just some painting, touch-up, and stuff like that. That's all. So.
Nice.
It's there. It'll be strange.
And just before the weather gets cool, I think you slipped it right under the door.
I think we snuck it through, and we'll see what happens. So,
excellent. Next on the list here, going around the horn, is Professor Dan Maggio. For those of our listeners that remember us talking about Katie Heitschu, I think it's cool that you're going out to dinner with her. Be sure to say hi to her for me.
You heard me. I wasn't sure, but we are. Yes, we're meeting up for dinner this evening, so I will let her know.
So the story on Katie Heitschu that I'm pretty sure that Dan and maybe others will remember is that she was actually sort of the background secretary at the high school that I went to. But she has this absolutely fantastic sense of humor, absolutely fantastic. And basically, where we were always getting in trouble working on the student newspaper in the back for doing crazy things and saying crazy things, Catholic high school, she would be the adult in the background snickering, right? Because she knew that what we were doing was really funny and everybody else had to be the disciplinarian. So I go away, you know, go to undergrad, go to grad school, you know, get my job here at the university. And I'm walking into the engineering building and I'm like, Mrs. Heitschu? You work here? She's like, yeah, I work here now, Matt. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Stalking.
I'm not sure that I ever knew that. Or I may have, I forget, of course.
But it's okay, Dan. Those brain cells take a lot to bring back. It is a small world. It is. But so we used to make her laugh all the time. And it's cool. You're going to, you know, an awesome restaurant near where we all live here, Cruz and Muir's, and that's always got good food. So
fish tacos.
What are you looking forward to? The perch?
No, they have this Traverse City salmon plate.
Yes.
That's pretty good. Last time I was there, I got their Jamaican jerk pizza.
Mm. Mm. Not good.
It was a barbecue Jamaican jerk pizza, something like that. It was not bad.
Okay.
I certainly could not eat the whole thing. So
go for the bread. Anything on that awesome bread that they have is usually pretty good. So
thank you.
Continuing around the horn, Beth Oljar, Professor Beth Oljar, is here from the Department of Philosophy. What's going on, Beth?
I am doing battle with Microsoft Teams, which I absolutely hate because it always loads and opens on my. I mean, I've clicked close the window on this thing at least 6 times, and the stupid loading Microsoft Teams is still in front of your face. I can't. Yours, Matt. I can't get it to close.
If you read the fine print, it says you have to do it 7 times.
Oh, I've done it at least 7. I'm not kidding. I'm clicking on it, close window. It's not doing it. And on my laptop, it always opens before I can.
Yep.
It just drives me nuts. And now it's really driving me nuts that I've got this stupid Microsoft Teams logo thing right in the middle of my Ask the Professor. Screen.
We never looked better.
Making me grumpy.
Grumpier.
I'm covered in grumpy dust.
There's something about operating systems that have it, the old days where you couldn't delete Internet Explorer from the hard drive, right? Because it was part of everything that Windows was doing. So yeah, I
at least got it out of the way. It's not covering your sweet face now, Matt.
Excellent. It's funny you say that because every time I turn off my camera when I'm teaching online, I always say, let me turn off my face. And no one ever laughs, but no one ever does anything else either. Continuing around the circle, Professor Heather Hill is here from the Department of English.
Hello, everybody.
Heather, new environs?
I just got into beautiful downtown Adrian, Michigan. So I am in a hotel room and Olivia is finishing up her school day. So she will be along shortly, I assume.
Is she going to join you on screen?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see what kind of mood she's in. So
that'd be cool.
I may have to step off early. I don't know. Did I miss the picture?
I can plug you in later. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. We can always.
Because, you know, I really love having my picture taken.
Of course. If you want, I could take one now and no one will know.
No, it's okay. It's really.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
It's you okay. Want me to replace you with somebody else like I do with Jeff every week?
I don't. It's up to you, Dave.
Okay. Charlize Theron it is.
I will give you. I will give you artistic license.
Oh, don't do that now.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds bad. That could go bad.
So you're in beautiful Adrian on the cusp of the end of summer and the beginning of fall. It must be pretty nice there.
Yeah, it's a little cloudy, but yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Apparently my daughter has plans for the weekend, so.
Nice.
For us.
Laura said hi.
I will indeed. Maybe she'll pop in and say hi.
She better pop in.
And we are being graced this week with a guest panelist. We're very honored to have Professor of Mechanical Engineering, Megan Conrad, joining us this week. Thanks a lot for coming, Megan.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me. Do engineers do okay on this show?
We're going to find out. There's only one way to know.
And I feel the reputation of the engineers weight on my shoulders right now. So.
Oh, did anybody tell you that none of our degrees actually matter on this show?
That's good.
Depends on what degrees we're talking about here. No, we're really glad to have you, Megan. And honestly, it occurred to me when I was sending the update email on Monday, I was like, wow, I actually can't remember the last time we had someone with an engineering background on the show. So it's good for variety. And
good.
That's a good thing, trust me.
Matt, who has been the last engineer on our show? Have we?
I mean, we did have Leo Hannafin on at one time, our three times ago dean in the college. Technically, he was a mechanical engineer. I'm running down the list in my head. I can't remember. And we should, there are some people that would be great. You know, that's one of the other things. No offense, Megan. You come, you're welcome back at any Friday. It's basically the same Zoom link every time. And the bottom line is talk it up. If you've got some new faculty you think would have some fun, you know, let us know. And oh, hey, there's Olivia.
Daryl Kleinke would be fun.
Would be fun. Yeah.
He's a good guy.
I feel like Shuvra knows a few jokes too. Like that would be a pretty big cut up. And if we get him and Prasad on in the same show, that'll be the end of the world, right?
Hey, are we gonna finally do our favorite Prasad episode then?
What's that?
Yeah, our favorite Prasad. You know,
I guess we're gonna have to wait to do that at another time.
All right. I was gonna start nominating candidates for that. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh. Well, here we are, folks. This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump our panel, you win a prize. And the best news is if you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways, emailing us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to invade your privacy and play as the professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Okay, we've got a nice stack of questions, just finishing them up from last year. Thanks to the good graces of Professor Jason Roach, our executive producer, and of course, Professor Oljar for asking their students to send questions in last year. And some pretty interesting subsets. Megan, we had the students come up with a theme for 10 questions. So pretend like it's like a Jeopardy category and try to take it from there. So hello, professors. My name is Josh Honscheid.
Oh, Honscheid, yeah.
There you go. I'm a student in Professor Oljar's Intro to Philosophy. I have 10 trivia questions, a mixture of history, geography, and sports to use on ATP. Good luck. So let's see what we can do with Josh's questions here. Ooh, this will be real interesting, especially when Monday rolls around because I haven't heard anything yet. Uh-oh. Which United States president has lived the longest?
Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, it's Carter. I was just wondering whether Carter would be at the Queen's funeral on Monday. Don't know if he travels well or not. So,
yeah, you can zoom it.
Which was the 26th state admitted to the union.
Ooh. 26. Can we get a general part of the country type in?
Florida.
Kansas.
Close by.
Ohio.
Illinois.
Indiana.
Pennsylvania.
It's Michigan.
Oh, no kidding.
I always think that's funny because I would hardly call where we are. Remember the Northwest Territory? Lewis Cass was only 19 years old when he became governor. Weird. But the things you learn when your wife is a historian. But technically, we're part of the fabulous second half of the 50 states.
We're the encore.
Technically. Okay. Exactly. In what year did the Battle of Gettysburg take place? We're going to have to figure this out without Jim Tubbs. It's going to be tough.
1863 or four?
1863 is what it says here. Yep, 1863. Very good. What are the four states that border the great state of New Mexico?
Arizona, Texas.
Nevada, Colorado.
Arizona, Texas, Colorado, but you're missing one.
California?
New Mexico? Wait, what state are we figuring?
We're talking about New Mexico.
Okay.
We have Colorado, Arizona, and Texas, but we're missing
Utah.
No, it says here Oklahoma.
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 Oh, right, because it has that weird shape.
Panhandle.
Yeah.
Panhandle.
Right.
Exactly. Which is the third largest state? Third largest in the United States.
In terms of land area?
In terms of mileage, square mileage.
Pennsylvania.
California.
Actually, it says California.
Okay, that makes
sense. Isn't that wild? I would go to Dan here. We play these games, but you're also really good at math, right, Megan? You know, how many square miles are we talking here? Like, can we just guess off the top of your head?
How much? What's the drive time from top to bottom in California?
Ooh, that's a good way.
Long time.
You know, mind you, if you're going through LA, it could be 28 hours.
Yeah, like
just in LA.
Yeah, like 20 hours. It's 1,200 miles. 8 to 10.
Yeah, Olivia says 8 to 10.
So it's 600 miles.
This is interesting.
We have no idea, actually.
I'll guess 1,000 miles by 500 wide.
So what's your square mileage then?
So 500,000.
So what's 1,000 times 500?
I don't have enough fingers and toes, Dan. I mean, come on.
500,000 miles.
I mean, you overestimated by a little bit, but you're at the right order of magnitude, which is a great thing for a mathematician. 163,000 square miles.
Oh, I was way off. Sorry. I blame Olivia's bad estimation.
We needed Kendra here. That's all.
This is so interesting. Based on the way this question is phrased, I'm going to do a friendly amendment. In which state of the United States does the Mississippi River end in the north? I'm going to go for most of the First Peoples. They say that this is where the Mississippi River starts.
Minnesota.
Yeah, it's Minnesota. I actually went to Bemidji, where it is literally, not a joke, less than half a foot wide. And there's a crappy little sign there that says, starting here, and then going blah, 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 blah miles all the way to the Gulf of Mexico begins the Mississippi River. Interesting thing how that was a surveying thing that the president at the time asked some explorers to take care of. What date is Albert Einstein's birthday? Hint, Josh says, it's also my birth date.
One out of 365. Anybody want to take a stab?
Everybody go for one guess and we'll see who gets the closest.
And actually, I have looked at his resume before, so I probably should know his birth date, but...
Josh's resume?
Or Einstein. Oh.
Josh. No Josh's.
Albert Einstein.
It's not July 4th, is it?
No.
February 19th.
It's I guess this one goes to Heather. Heather, you had a run a couple of years ago of like just random guesses that were pretty close. It's March 14th. It's March 14th.
Of course. We were just going to go there.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Because it's pie. Oh, that's right.
314.
Yeah, I knew there was something weird about his birthday. Okay.
That's cool.
There you go. What was the last year the Detroit Tigers reached the playoffs?
Never.
No. They were just there. Was it Kenny Rogers 2007?
Oh, it's a little bit closer to where we are today than that.
2012?
I'm giving it to Megan because it's 2014 was the Red Sox series.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the last time we were in the World Series.
Oh, that is true. I understand why you think that.
Because I remember I froze my butt off for that game.
Yep.
And that was also probably my greatest teaching prowess ever. I don't know if I've ever told you folks that.
What's that?
They had individual tickets going on sale on a Wednesday morning.
Hmm.
And I was teaching class on a Wednesday morning, but I was in a computer lab. So I had all 18 computers set to tigers.com. And I told any student that logs me in gets bonus points for that day. So one student got in. I rushed over there with my credit card, got my two tickets, and I was happy.
Very cool.
I employed my minions.
What major league? This is the last question from Josh. These were great, Josh, because we like it when it's a little mix of everything. Which team won the very first Major League Baseball sponsored World Series in 1903?
Yankees.
No.
The Red Sox.
It was the Red Sox.
Really?
It was the Red Sox. Yep.
I was gonna say the Cro-Magnons or somebody like that.
That's right. The Cro-Mag. Thanks for sending those in. That was pretty cool, actually. We've got another set of questions here. I think that you're all going to catch on pretty fast the more that I bring these questions up. Dear professors, here's a list of 10 questions that you might call trick questions. These were sent in by Abdul Obeid, who was actually in some of my classes last year. How could a person go 25 days without sleep?
Attend art school.
He sleeps at night.
They sleep at night. Okay, Dan catches on very well.
I like the art school answer.
Me too. Or grad school, you know.
He's an architect major. Is that the other one?
Yeah. Nice.
Yep.
Or just hang out with Olivia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there she is in the frame. Professors, how do you make the number one disappear?
Erase it?
It's not what it says here.
Subtract one?
Yeah, that was where I was going next.
Nice. I'm going for my standard retort. Partial credit on that one. No, it says, why not just add the letter G and then it will be gone.
Oh, I was going.
Own it?
I don't get it.
Spell it out.
G-O-N-E. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. And Beth, I went Onig. So
I'm sorry. That was really funny. Oh my gosh. Can you name a kind of key that won't open a door?
Something that unlocks a trunk.
I was going to say a donkey.
I like your pragmatic attitude, Beth, but a monkey and a donkey were also acceptable answers.
Okay. Or a flunky or a...
Exactly. At the end of every single rainbow that ever has existed is what?
A leprechaun.
Letter W?
The letter W. Yeah, the letter W. That's pretty sad. Pretty sad stuff.
Dirt.
Oh my God. I don't even know what to do with these questions. Imagine you're in a room that's filling up with water quickly. There are no windows and no doors. How are you going to get out?
Drink my way out of it. I don't know. Wait a minute, this is an engineering question. Come on.
Is there a ceiling?
Is there a roof? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You start thinking, you all are just so practical in your thinking. And what Abdul has left us with here is, stop imagining that thing that you're imagining.
Imagination. Oh, geez, what a wicked tool.
I like that.
I don't even know what to do about that one.
I like drink your way out of it too, though. That's pretty cool. Not possible, but.
Yeah, your bladder is going to hurt like the dickens. But...
Exactly.
Put some scotch in there and then maybe I'd drink my way out.
Be like preparing for a colonoscopy or something.
Oh.
Is it legal for someone to marry their widow's sister?
You'd be dead if you had a widow.
That's mm-hmm. exactly right. Yeah. So that would be an interesting trick. Let's put it that way. Yeah. Oh my gosh. How do you know when a clock is hungry?
Oh.
It stops.
When it's
8 o'clock? No.
This is just absolutely brutal. When it goes back 4 seconds.
Oh, that's not good.
When do you know when a clock is hungry? When it goes back 4 seconds.
Yeah, but when does a clock ever go back 4 seconds? Okay, all right. I'm overthinking.
Oh my God, it did that all the time when I was in high school, right? Seventh period, always went back 4 seconds. I'm sure Olivia will back me up on this. That's what clocks do.
That's what it feels like.
When you're in school. Yeah.
Absolutely. We have one more set of questions, another former student of Beth. So thanks again for asking all your students to do this. And just
gosh, I hope I gave them extra credit. I'm pretty sure I did, even though the questions aren't being aired until now.
Beth, it was such a tidal wave of input that we had to save it till now. These were sent in by Kellen Burrows from your class last year. Questions about what you remember about certain countries' flags. So a little softball to get us warmed up here. Which country's flag is 3 vertical stripes from left to right, blue, white, red?
France.
Sure.
That flag.
Yep. Olivia said it first. I have to say that.
Okay, all right.
Proud mommy.
We'll credit. Which country's flag is 3 vertical stripes left to right, black, yellow, red?
Germany.
That's not what it says here.
Belgium.
It's Belgium. Oh. Yeah, it's Belgium that has that.
Why don't they just have a picture of a waffle on their flag?
Oh my God.
Or feather bowling. I mean,
yeah. There you go.
I love this. I sort of saw this question coming. I think you're going to be able to guess this one simply because of recent news stories. But 3 vertical stripes, green, white, orange would be
Ireland.
It's Ireland.
Okay.
However, the same layout of the flag, orange, white, green, is
the Netherlands.
Northern Ireland? Oh.
It's actually not in Europe.
Oh.
Hmm. Orange, white, green?
Is this some Caribbean country?
Oh, we're getting close. Oh. Getting close.
Haiti?
Barbados? Mm-mm.
Guatemala.
You know what it is? It's I'm sorry. It's Cote d'Ivoire. It's the Ivory Coast.
Oh, okay.
The Ivory Coast.
That was tough.
Yeah.
What country's flag has 3 horizontal stripes in order top to bottom? So this would be light blue, white, light blue, with a picture of a sun in the middle.
Not Sweden, is it? No, that's not right.
Finland? No. The sun in the middle.
Norway.
This is, we bring this up all the time in my department. I guess that's your hint. Because it's one of the very few countries, I think it might be one of the only countries that's actually named after an element from the periodic table.
Chad, no.
Now that's a great trivia question.
Yes, it is.
Named after an element in the period.
Boronia.
Argentina?
It's Argentina.
What element?
The country of silver.
That's the name of an element? Argentina is the name of an element?
Argent.
Argent is the Latin word for silver, which is why silver's symbol is Ag.
I am not a chemistry major, so.
It's okay.
I don't know any Latin.
But in Latin, Jehovah begins with an I. Don't forget.
Thank you.
What country's flag has 3 horizontal stripes in order from top to bottom? Yellow, then blue, then red. This is in our hemisphere, if that helps.
Yellow, blue, red.
Yellow, blue, red, vertical stripes.
Well, no. Horizontal, you said.
Horizontal.
In South America somewhere?
It's in South America.
Oh, geez.
Brazil, Peru, Chile.
Colombia.
It's Colombia. Oh my gosh. You all are killing me here.
Colombia.
What country's flag has horizontal stripes, top to bottom, red, white, blue?
horizontal, red, white, blue.
France?
You know, Matt, it would help if you actually read the question in the accent of the country that is the answer.
I don't know if I could actually do this accent. That's the problem. Do you remember the third Austin Powers movie villain? That's my hint.
Villain?
The third Austin Powers movie's villain was this nationality.
Scotland?
Goldmember?
No, it's not Scotland. It was Goldmember. I was nodding.
He was
Dutch. It's the Netherlands.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I should have known that, actually.
Last but most certainly not least, thanks to the questions, Kellen, this is a lot of fun. Which country's flag has a blue square in the top left corner with a star in it, a white rectangle to the right of the blue square with a red rectangle on the bottom, the same length as the blue square? It's a little bit out of the ordinary, but it's a little bit out of the ordinary shaped country in South America.
Chile.
Okay.
What would help is if Dave just drew all of these.
Just make me work.
Oh my gosh. That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We've come to the time, and what a great time to do this now that we have Megan here with us. We have a set of folks, the family Burrows, Megan, that sends us questions so frequently that they feel like they've asked every question out there. So they also sent us a list of what they call the imponderables, something for us to respond to personally. So very interesting. We're going to be asked for, what is our favorite hot dog condiment? And I guess while you all ponder, I will say, I don't know whether I'm growing up or just getting old, but mustard is the real deal to me now. Like, get rid of ketchup.
Okay, now what brand?
Oh, I mean, Red Pelican. I mean, I have to have Red Pelican.
Yeah, very good.
Good stuff.
I think pickle relish. I love pickle relish.
Oh, yeah. I was going to go there, too.
Very nice.
I'm not a huge hot dog fan, so I guess I would say...
Don't say the K word.
Well, that is what I was going to say. So now I'll say onion instead.
Oh, okay.
Finely chopped white onion.
Yeah. I eat mine with nothing.
Me too. That's how I usually eat mine.
So I don't know if any of you guys have ever had a Chicago dog, but I'm going to say a Chicago dog has to be on a poppy seed bun, mustard, onions.
A dill pickle spear. No ketchup whatsoever.
Sporty peppers.
Yep.
And tomato wedges.
Do they sprinkle celery salt on top?
And celery salt. That's the other thing.
Let's not forget, as we wrap up our show for this week, that in Quebec, Coney dogs are referred to as hot dog Michigans. And I'm afraid that the time has come for us to say goodbye, Dave.
See ya.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Beth.
Bye.
Heather.
Bye-bye.
Olivia.
Bye.
And Megan.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.